Hi there, fellas, hope you feel tip-top. This is Johnny Mercer in his music shop. All you soldiers, sailors, and Marines out there, all you gals in the service, we're on the air.
Welcome by way of the broadcast to Johnny Mercer's music shop with Joe Stafford, Paul Weston, Dawkins, the Pied Pipers, the June Hutton, our special guest for this evening, myself, Wendell Niles, and that singing salesman behind the counter, Johnny Mercer.
Hope we get your steady vote. We remain yours truly. Unquote.
Hear ye, hear ye. Tuesday evening and all is well at the music shop. Yes, once again, we're all set to deliver a pleasurable quarter hour of fun and fantasy, we hope. And it's the Pied Pipers and myself who step up for the downbeat on I Can't Get the One I Want. I can't get the one I want, those I get, I don't want. Sweeties I long for, never are strong for me. I've had sweeties by the score, maybe less, maybe more, but I've never had them exclusively. I've got a good heart, love to tell jokes, fond of kids and kind to my folks. Tell me, what can the trouble be? Doggone it, I can't get the one I want. Those I get, I don't want. If I get no one, what'll become of me? Comes forward now to express the sentiments she can't possibly mean. I don't want to love you.
Baby, as it seems,
Right here, customers, it's with the greatest of pleasure that I introduce to you a fine motion picture performer and a great guy to boot. If you're crazy enough to boot a guy as big as he is. Dick Foran. Greetings, Dick. How's every little trick?
Okay, Mercer. Things could be worse.
Competition. Tell me, Dick. What you been doing lately? A flicker or two?
Well, no, Johnny. I just finished appearing in the Broadway production of the Connecticut Yankees.
That's fine, Dick. But I really used to enjoy seeing you in those westerns. You know, I come from the cattle country myself.
Really? What part?
Catalina. Mr. E, I kind of miss the old corral. Sometimes I long to swing up into the old halter again.
Yeah, I'll bet, John. I can see you right now with your feet in the bridle and those stirrups up in your hands.
Guess that'll be enough out of me. Now that you're here, Dick, how about putting on a real radio horse opera?
Well, that sounds swell to me, Johnny. Let's start you.
Okay. Wendell Niles, will you call the first shot?
All right, John. We're on the air. Yes, kiddies, that was Mergy Dote, the Wild Nightmare. Radio's most famous horse analogy, brought to you by the makers of Granny's Gritty Granules. Mothers, do you have trouble making Junior tell if he's washed his ears? If so, scrub him with a box of Granny's Gritty Granules, and we guarantee the boy will come clean. Now remember, Granny's Gritty Granules, spelled backwards, is a waste of time. And now back to the search for Mersey Dote, the Wonder Horse. Although they've never met, One Finger Paran and One Eye Mercer have been a-gunning for each other. After 5 years, they meet in the frontier town of Twisted Elbow. What a joint. Nerves are tense as their steely blue eyes cross. One Finger Paran speaks.
Howdy, stranger.
Howdy, stranger.
So long, stranger.
So long, stranger.
The code of the Old West. These... These clean living men never shoot a stranger, unless they know it. 5 years later, they meet again with itching trigger fingers.
Howdy, partner.
Howdy, partner.
Is your trigger finger still itching, partner?
Yes, it is, partner.
Poison mad, partner?
Nope, poison ivy, dang it.
The code of the Old West. These clean living men never shoot a partner, so they finally set out to find Mersey Dote, the Wonder Horse, together.
I'm getting mighty tired of this desert traveling, One Finger. 10 days and nights without rest.
Why don't you try riding your horse for a change, One Eye?
Well, I did, but these leather chaps I'm wearing don't seem to be good for riding.
Well, no wonder you're supposed to wear pants under them.
Now he tells me.
The code of the Old West. Will they ever find Mersey Dote? Will they ever find John's other pants? How about it, John?
Well, I don't know, Wendell. We'll have to work that out in another episode. Right now, I know our customers are waiting to hear Dick sing. What's it going to be, Dick?
Well, suppose we switch from the Western Range to the Broadway stage, since that's what I'm doing now. And I'd like to sing one of the hit songs from Very Warm for May. It's called All the Things You Are.
That'll be fine, Dick. Paul Weston, will you set the stage? Wonderful, Dick Foran. We'll be glad to continue our little serial anytime you want to visit again. Well, music shoppers, we'll have to tear another leaf off the old calendar and put out the cat.
When you feel it.